And yeah, I went to NYU down in Washington Square Park, and hey, it was a great time to be interested in traditional American folk music, because a lot of the musicians that had recorded in the 20s and 30s were still around and being rediscovered by people like Mike Seeger, who we just lost, and my own guru, Ralph Rinsler, who was an amazing mandolin player and folklorist who lived in the same town in New Jersey that I did. In fact, I met him when I was 2 years old, because my mom was his art teacher, and she brought me into his art class when I was two. And so I was very fortunate in being around for things like Doc Watson, who Ralph discovered when he was recording Clarence Ashley, another old-time musician from the 20s who Ralph rediscovered. And I was just kind of right in the middle of an amazing melting pot of music, including you know, people like Bob Dylan were first starting to do their thing, and bluegrass, blues, old-time music. It was a great time. Of course, I just kind of assumed this was the way normalcy, you know, but looking back on it now, it was very special.